God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to our text that we have been looking at for the last several weeks over in the third epistle of John, toward the new end of the New Testament, 3 John, just one chapter. We welcome everybody visiting with us this evening. Glad you're here. As you may already see, we don't rush through church. We don't see any good reason why to hurry everything up. You know, we really got to get our minds renewed. Preachers can go too long. Ain't no question about that. Preachers can keep going after they get through. Yeah, I'm sure I've gone too long before. But there is a whole mentality that a lot of folks still need a lot of mind renewal concerning. A lot of people grew up going to church and didn't enjoy it. A lot of people have spent decades doing things just out of a sense of duty. And from the time they got there, they're looking at the watch. Well, you know, if you're wishing something was over before it started, why are you there? Right? And why bug other people? But no, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, it shouldn't be drudgery. And we shouldn't be enduring it. We should be getting something out of it. And we should be enjoying it. Right? And you'll find that their meetings in the book of Acts lasted many hours. Sometimes Paul got to preaching and went all night. I mean, literally, till the rooster crowed. Till the sun came up. Don't get scared now. I'm not. Did you feel that? I was like, oh, what's? But I'm just saying that, not to see if I can go longer. I really, many times I plan to quit before I do. And I'd like to, if it's right for us to shorten it up, that'd be great. You pray for me concerning this. But I do know this, that you mustn't, whether it's reading your Bible, or whether it's praying, or whether it's giving, or whether it's coming to a service, you mustn't come in wanting it to be over. You mustn't open your Bible and read in a rush. Don't do that. Well, I gotta hurry up and read my chapter. I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry. You're not going to get out of it what you're supposed to get out of it with that kind of mind frame. Well, let's hurry up and get through with the offering. Let's hurry up so this is worship. It must be done in faith. I mean, if it's not really worth that much, let's just eliminate it, not do it. But if it really is significant and holy, let's not rush it. Let's show it the respect it deserves, right? If you're going to pray, don't never pray rushed. Hurry through these kind of things. No, you come before the Lord and you act like He's the most important one in your life. You act like you got all day and all night for Him. Right? Anytime you're reading your Bible or you praying, and as a congregation, we all ought to come to the service. All of us, and go, Lord, here we are. We're yours. Long as you want. What do you want? Right? Whatever you want to do. We're here. I'm believing that this whole church family grows until we can have some mighty moves of the Spirit in this place. Amen? And this is part of it. You don't want to drag things out in the flesh. You don't want to just keep going on and on and on when there's no anointing. You don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But we do want to come before the Lord and say, here we are. You want to move special and keep us here for 3 days and nights? Here we are. I mean, if the anointing is right, if he's moving right, you wouldn't even know it was 3 days and nights. Moses got caught up in the glory, didn't even think about eating or drinking for 40 days. Glory. I've seen numerous things like that. Phyllis, when she got filled with the Holy Spirit right after we got married, she was so caught up in the presence of God, she didn't eat, didn't sleep for days and days and didn't need to. I tried to be concerned about her a little bit. I think, well, you know, maybe you ought to sleep, but then look at her and she's wired, man. I mean, she's having more fun than I am, so forget to eat, forget to sleep for days and days and days. How many would like to experience more of the presence of God, more of the glory of God? Well, it begins with a greater reverence, a greater respect for the things of God. And so that's why we talk about these things sometimes. Everybody said out loud, Lord, we're yours.
Lord, we're yours.
Do with us what pleases you. Have you found your scripture? In the third epistle of John, if you haven't been here, we've been for weeks now teaching and preaching, ministering on a subject we're calling prosperity proven. The Lord dealt with us teach on faith, and we taught on that for months. Lord dealt with us teach on love. We taught on that for months. Lord dealt with us teach on healing. We taught on that for months. And now the Lord's dealing with us on this subject, prosperity proven. And this has been our main text in the second verse of 3 John. 3 John 2. Anybody got it marked?
Yes.
It's good, isn't it? 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Who said that? Huh? Who did he say it to? Does this belong to you? Does it belong to me? Can you take the word of God and say, this is the Lord speaking to me?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, this is New Testament as well. I mean, if this is not talking to us, what is? Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This is the Lord speaking to us. He said it was his will, it was his desire that we prosper. That has to do with material prosperity, external prosperity, because later on he talks about internal prosperity. And be in health, healthy, even as your soul prospers. I looked this word up again. To remind myself, because it came up in my heart, this word prosper, what does it mean? In this verse, the Greek word here translated prosper, what does it mean? And this is what I've got about, you know, three or four real solid Greek and Hebrew scholars that they said similar things, but sometimes the words, they stimulate you thinking. It literally means to succeed. To succeed, and it means to succeed in reaching. To succeed in reaching. To be successful. The more I studied it, the more I kept seeing this word success. Is God's will for us success?
Yes.
But what's the opposite of success?
Amen.
Failure. Is failure the will of God?
No.
No, it is not. No, certainly not. But you know, millions of Christians believe and say that God brings them through failure. to teach them things. To develop them. And we stand out like swimming upstream against the current when we say, no, no, God's will is not failure. His will is success. God's will is not poverty. His will is prosperity. God's will is not sickness. His will is health. A lot of people don't agree with that. But we're sorry that they're wrong. And they're not enjoying these things. We love them if they don't agree with us. And we're glad of everybody that's saved if they don't believe this. But isn't it sad that people are robbed and they continue to fail and fail and fail when they could be successful in the natural things as well as the spiritual things? You know, the Bible teaches from the Old Testament that we are to hate our enemies. And the Lord taught that we're not to hate people, but we're still to hate our enemies. But that doesn't mean flesh and blood. Did you hear me? We're not to hate people, but we still have enemies. And I tell you, you need to be strong in your spirit about some things. Years ago I came to this place, I hate sickness. I despise it. I hate it. Did you hear me? And it irritates me when people imply that sickness is the work of God. I mean, it's really akin to blasphemy. And if people weren't so ignorant, they'd be in trouble with the Lord. Do you know what Jesus specifically called blaspheming the Holy Ghost, for which there's never forgiveness? Do you know what that was? They attributed the works of the Holy Ghost to the devil. They said, he's casting out devils by Beelzebub, prince of devils. It wasn't the work of the devil. It was the work of the Holy Ghost. And he said, that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Well, see, people are doing that, aren't they? They're attributing the works of the devil to God and vice versa. Now, don't do that. God's good. He does good. The devil's bad. He does bad things. I mean, a 3-year-old could understand it, right? Keep it simple. Keep it straight. God is a good God. He does good things all the time. The devil is a bad devil. He does bad things all the time. Never do they swap jobs. Never. Never.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-528. That's R-528, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory.